You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu, and we shall be reading the book of John, chapter 6, verse 5 to 9. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he said unto Philip, "Whence shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a bite, may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said unto him, "There is a lad here which had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?" You know, this passage is so full of light that I wish that we have a time when we can sit down together and look at it. But let's just highlight a few things I perceive the Lord may want us to know. I want us to focus a little on somebody in that passage that is called a lad, a little boy. It means that news went about that they were looking for how to feed the crowd. Because I'm wondering, could it be that this boy had 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes? Notice, small fishes. And Andrew saw it and said, "Come, let me take you to Jesus." No, I don't think so. It doesn't look like the natural course of event that could have happened. But it is possible that that young boy, having heard that they were looking for how to feed people, brought his bread. Hopefully, everybody can share it. I don't think the boy was also thinking of a miracle, but he wanted to share 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes with about 15,000 people. Now, I was just wondering, how will a lad be able to do this? And then I realized that they've been listening to Jesus for this. And can I tell you something? The word of Jesus, they are spirit and they are life, even for a young baby. So if a young boy is listening, the word of God does not reduce in power because it's a young boy. Jesus had taught them about loving one another. He was teaching them how to love their enemies, how to do good to them that hate them, how to do to others what you want them to do unto you, how to be merciful. And I perceive that this boy was so touched by the message of Jesus that rather than become selfish, self-centered, when everybody is hungry and you have only 2 fishes and 5 loaves, you will think that you should just hide it and take care of yourself and leave everybody to suffer. No, this boy said, "No, I just want to share it." Number 2, Andrew, though he felt the bread was not sufficient, I thank God that he did not underestimate that boy. He did not overlook it. He brought that boy to Jesus and said, "Master, there is a boy here who has offered to give his 5 loaves and 2 fishes." Thank God that Andrew took that matter to Jesus. He didn't say, "You are a small boy. What do you know? How much? What is this bread? Please, 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 please. That is not what we are looking for. We are looking for millions. Millions. You want to donate? How much did you say you want to donate? $2? No, please, sorry. Sorry. We are looking for people who can give us a check of $1 million. That's what we need. A check of $1 million. Andrew didn't do that. He took the boy to Jesus. And that was what changed everything. The boy, then Andrew, then Jesus. Without Andrew, the boy may not have access to Jesus. But the boy was able to go to Andrew and said, "Sir, I have 5 loaves here that we can all share together. Can you see his heart? Please, as a mother, or as a parent rather, Father, mother, let your children be where Jesus is. Let them be where Jesus is being preached, not religion. When they hear true message of Jesus, they will be changed. They will be transformed. You will see the life of Christ in them. But then, you see, you know the rest of the story. Because this boy, what was little, because he placed it in the hand of Jesus. Imagine how that boy felt when he saw his bread being multiplied. I want you to note something in this story. You see, the joy of that for that boy is not whether at the end of the eating, because he ate also to his satisfaction, that they will now say, okay, for your reward, please take the remaining 12 basket. I'm not sure they gave that boy the 12 basket. They may have given him, they may not have given him. But you see, his greatest joy is seeing that because of him, because of the little gift he made available, thousands of people have been fed by Jesus. Thousands of lives have been affected for Jesus just because he laid down something little, something very little, something very small. But in the hand of Jesus, there is no small gift. In the hand of Christ, there is no small gift in the hand of Jesus. But then, brethren, here's the conclusion of the matter. If 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes can affect lives, if something so little can affect lives, how much more if you places your life in the hand of Jesus? How much more if you hand over that life to Jesus? Did you know that everybody who has affected your life for Christ, they offer their lives to Christ first? That's why they could affect your life for Jesus. Imagine if you will offer your own life to Jesus. Only God can tell the impact, the influence that God can produce from your life on earth. May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.